so it's time now to acknowledge those bodies who have done sterling work throughout the pandemic. Here's Neil with news of how the work of communities is being recognised.
The work of communities across the county, which pulled together in the challenging times of the pandemic, is being recognised with a lasting memorial. Lady Dana, Her Majesty's Lord Lieutenant for Norfolk, has commissioned a plaque for every parish and town council in the county, using the design skills of Ruby Douglas and the wording from a team at Norwich's National Centre for Writing. Ruby, who is a recent graduate from Norwich University of the Arts, says, "The design relies heavily on the lettering traditionally associated with memorialising events and people. The style of lettering and shape of the plaque were chosen as a visual way to celebrate the community overcoming such a difficult year." The team at Norwich's National Centre for Writing, led by Chris Gribble, researched a number of options and finally put forward the inspiring words of the Norfolk-born sociologist Harriet Martineau: "Live your best and act your best and think your best today." Lady Dannett says, "Many of the deputy lieutenants in Norfolk experienced at first hand the work of their local community during the height of the pandemic. A small group of them came together for this project and have worked through every stage to this point where every parish and town council can now receive their plaque, and I'm grateful for their time and commitment." Deputy lieutenants closest to each parish or town will distribute the plaques over the coming months. The cost of the project has been covered by a generous sponsorship from Adnams, the Red Sox Charitable Trust, the Geoffrey Watling Charity, the Pennycress Trust, the Kip and Alison Bertram Trust, and the Sybil Chumley Trust.
And that is much deserved recognition indeed. Thank you, Neil.